I can hear myself, but I can't feel myself. I'm gonna feel myself like Tweet.
Okay, so Ballon d'Or, do you care?
As I said on the group chat,
yeah.
It's like, I don't know why. Honestly, first of all, I don't even know like when it's gonna be announced. So I always put in my head like, okay, I don't care. I don't put in my head, I actually don't care. I don't care, like, except 2 hours before they start announcing like the order. I'm like, oh, East Coast 29? Did we want the same games, bro? Did we?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then they get to eighth, and I see Eden Hazard. I'm like, how the fuck does Eden Hazard, like, even if, like you say, first of all, there's like a huge, like, I don't even think it's a loophole, because like there's actually no fucking rules. So people can actually vote for whoever they want. So like, even if you say, oh, I want to see like how someone performed and how they impacted their team, I think they're not like seven players that had a better year than Eden Hazard. Like, he may not have had like the best season in the Premier League, but what he did for those like 4 weeks, every single game he was like, ugh. Like, is there like any other player in this fucking tournament? So like, I don't care, but I also care because people get mad for no reason. We get mad.
Let's be honest. Like, the Ballon d'Or is like the Grammy of the like footballing world. You know, like it's the most prestigious like individual like trophy. So. I'm the same as you. I did not care. Like, honestly, I remember, I went to work. Literally, before I go in, I look at my phone, because I'm always on Twitter, you know? Mm-hmm. I see standing for Ballon d'Or. I'm like, I forgot it was now. Yeah, like, I completely forgot. And then, I don't care. I really, like, the thing is, this year was hard, because you really did, because I think we were so used to, like, either Messi or Ronaldo winning.
Yeah.
That once it was clear that neither of them would win, mm-hmm. people stopped caring about it. I think that's what happened. Because honestly, you were always used to this rivalry where, oh, who's the best? And then, like, to be honest, if they would have given the Ballon d'Or to Ronaldo.
This year?
Yeah. No, per se, let's say. Because he won the Champions League, you know? Like, at the end of the day. But then, let's say, he finished second. I mean, hey, you know?
Like, yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
They would have, like, it would have been like a robbery. But at the same time, I feel like if Messi had the season Ronaldo did, he would have won it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's because he's more loved, because it's easier to like Messi, bro. He's short.
Yeah.
He's a dwarf. He gives you, like, for him, it's.
He's short.
Like, no, like, think about, like, looking at Messi, it's really like, it's like an underdog. It's like, he looks like nothing. He's small. He's a dwarf. He's short.
Yeah,
and then look at Ronaldo, this tall, handsome, physically gifted, like arrogant. It's not arrogant, but he's full of like confident man.
Yeah,
it's easy to hate. Like if Ronaldo, like per se, like if a guy like Ronaldo walks in the bar, you don't know him, you automatically hate him.
For
who
sure,
does he think he is? So the woman trophy, they say like the first, or the first woman to win a trophy that is the first time being presented. You know. Like, don't waste my time, you know?
Yeah, they had like all the trophies. Like, I think FIFA
was. And then you see what that guy did? Hilarious.
I don't honestly, yo, if you watch the whole thing, like the thing to me is like, I only watched the little like piece, like I think it was 10 seconds where he says like, non mais est-ce que tu sais Turquie? But if you watch like what he says before, he says, yeah. I did a celebration. So when Mbappe won the trophy, they did like a little celebration, a little dance on the music. That was like awkward as fuck. And then he was like, when she won, he was like, okay, so as you saw, I did a celebration with Mbappe because he won the award just before you. So I think we should do something as well. And then he asked the question, can you twerk?
See, you know, that's why Medium, bro. See how Medium are powerful, which is why we don't show in. I know it's. Oh, I didn't know. So like, I was on Twitter because I don't, like I say, I don't care about Ballon d'Or. I was on Twitter. I literally just say, look what this misogynistic man did. For I'm like, oh, and then all I saw was a guy asking, do you know how to twerk?
But it's still, even with the context.
No. Then if you add the context, I don't hate the guy no more. To be honest, I don't hate him. I find him hilarious.
It's, I think it was being a dick. There's a difference between like being a dick. I honestly feel like we all dicks in general. Like we all like pricks. But
we have to act like we're
not. Yeah, exactly. He was just being a prick. He was being a prick. Like there's no like excusing him for asking that. But the only like fucked up part is like the part that went viral is just the part when he asked the questions. But if you add the context, it's like
it's not that bad.
Being a prick. It's still bad. It's still fucking bad. But it's like, okay, I see where it was going. Even though like he was going in a prick way, let's say. Man, you know what I mean?
He's my hero. I don't care, bro. the gall you must have to say that.
He's like, yo, she just won the first. Okay, let's put it in the context. She just won the first Ballon d'Or, like ever. Like yeah. They created a trophy for the first time. They give it to someone. You should be happy. First of all, why is you there? Why is Marcel Sauvin there? Like, what is you there? And you can ask about anything, about her country, about her club, about like how she feels about being the first winner. And then you ask, can you fucking twerk? Nah, come on, man. You don't do it. He was being a prick. That's it. I don't think you should like have like judgments on him as a person. You just at the moment he was being a prick. That's it.
Plus, especially when you know, like I guess, like how the world views like women's football as well.
Yeah.
That doesn't help, you know. Absolutely. Like no one takes it seriously, pretty much. Like the one time you put some type of like highlight on it, exactly. Then you do this, it looks bad.
Yeah,
but I do want to say that I saw the, you know, they did a little like highlights of the season.
Uh-huh.
Please, after this, watch it. Please watch it. Please watch it. It's amazing.
Of the Anna, the girl.
It's amazing. Please watch it. Of her season, Anna, that girl, she plays for Lyon. They won the Champions
League. Yeah, Lyon. Yeah, it is. They won like the Champions League. They won like pretty much
watch
the trophy. They can. Why? She scores tap ins.
Basically.
Yeah, but that's what do
no,
you
no, no, just watch it. Just watch it. No okay, comments
I'll,
on that. Like,
I'll watch it.
Congratulations to Anna. Honestly, that guy disrespected her. It's still funny because that's my sense of humor. It's bad, I guess, for the movement because, like, how can you empower? How can you put somebody in a position of like empowerment and then like basically on the world stage like berate? I don't know. You don't do that. That was like, yeah, you're right. It was being a dickhead. That's not.
Exactly.
It was for casual fans. It was probably funny.
Yeah.
And when you know like the real, I guess, meaning of like the way the trophy and everything, you don't do that. That's come on. Yeah. That's
quite. You just have like something in your brain saying, "Nope, don't go there. Nope. Yeah. Okay, we don't go there."
But like I said, like but Ballon d'Or is dead to me. I don't care about it, man. Just I've stopped caring a while ago, but now like, it just
whatever. It matters more to the people that actually play than us as fans. Like, why would I care that?
That's the thing.
That Modric won, or instead of Van, instead of Messi, instead of like honestly, it's nice for them, for them to say like I won 5 Ballon d'Ors, but I don't think that it should ever be, or it should be like nowadays should be like a big thing. Honestly, as a fan, I'm not involved. So
but
I'm not involved in voting. I'm not involved in playing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's know. But I think it's because like I said, like people are so emotionally invested into the sport that And also one thing I like a fan can't know more than coaches and another player. No way in hell. Like, you don't play professional football. You can't know more than other players, right?
Yeah.
So, you can have your opinion, but at the end of the day, like, bro, like...
It don't matter.
And
you gotta remember that it doesn't matter.
this thing I saw, it was how they were... And I was part of that. They were starting to berate Modric because Xavi and Iniesta didn't win the Ballon d'Or. That was funny to me because, you know, I always like taking part of the banter. You know, slandering people for fun is quite,
I hate it.
It can't be funny, but you can't talk, like, Modric had an incredible season, honestly. Like, Croatia played amazing. They went to the final, for one. Key player throughout the final. He won the Champions League.
Yeah.
For, like, the third time in a row or something.
Yeah.
You can't, like... I understand why people would feel like other players were robbed, but you also have to remember that those seasons, Ronaldo and Messi were going hard. Like, they were mad. There was
you
talk about like 50 goal season in the league. Like, it was different times. Plus, like, imagine your happiest as a player growing up. You'll either think about winning the World Cup or having a Ballon d'Or. We all had that little dream growing up, right?
Yeah.
Imagine like the day you do reach that dream, people point their fingers just like, you don't deserve it. Why did you win?
Yeah, I think it's my disrespect. You know,
like, come on, that's
it's disrespectful. And we have like no, I don't think we have like any.
Humans any are
right, old, man. Yo, humans we are, bro.
Are, humans are, yo, they're.
And put some passion, like put some passion of like whatever, football, whatever passion is you like, cinema, humans film, whatever. Dude, people just slander each other like, and no fucking feelings. Yeah. Like, yeah, you deserve this.
It's dead, but yeah. But yeah, basically, okay, so rank top three. Who was supposed to be on the podium for you?
To me, again, my top three will be based on the only factor being how individual, much,
like how yeah, much you contribute.
How much did you contribute in your team's success? So you have okay. to be within a successful team. So that takes away almost everything except from Real Madrid and France. Mm. So to me, it's top three will be Griezmann, Varane, and Modric. That's just like, yeah. Griezmann, Varane, and Modric. That's my top three.
You want to know something?
Yeah.
I had Pogba win before Modric.
Ugh. What?
Pogba was immense this World Cup.
Yeah, but that's 2 weeks, bro.
Yeah, but still, like that's no, the only reason Griezmann is even in there is because he won the Europa League. No one plays.
Do not go there again.
Okay, anyways.
Well, that's a proper fucking trophy that you guys have.
Europa League.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a fucking.
Trophy. I'm talking about somebody that lost in the final. Okay.
You're just hating.
I'm not bitter, but my ranking.
Uh-huh.
I had Varane win it to be honest. So yeah. Varane for me would be Varane. Modric, then I would put Mbappe just because what that kid did at 19, he took a team on his back. And I understand it's French league, they play against freaking like actual like water bottle makers, you know, like I understand that, but perform well, key player throughout the season, key player for France, he's did his thing. Modric, of course, because same thing. Key player to for Real Madrid and Croatia. Score like a decisive penalty, you know, which is tough. Like the guy, he had a penalty in the game. He missed it. Shootout, takes a penalty, scores. That's guts. To me, that's guts. Automatically, I'm a fan of you.
For sure.
If you show guts as a player, you can be horrible.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, for me, like, I rate Milner. I know he has no techers, honestly. I know. But the heart with which he plays, I respect that. And Varane, just because I'm old school, for me, Ballon d'Or is purely based on the trophies you win.
Yeah.
And we don't put that much emphasis on defense. Like, I feel like now it's like, if you don't score goals, you don't deserve the Ballon d'Or. But so I had Varane, and then Varane, like, I mean, I promise you, if Varane had this loud personality, if it was like Ramos, if he had like the freaking if he was dye his hair, all the tattoos, all this guy does before game, Hala Madrid, after game, Hala
the,
Madrid,
the selfie, the awkward shirt selfie,
all he does not talk, he's not like flamboyant.
Yeah, but you know, like, also one other thing, like, last point about this Ballon d'Or thing is people that vote are journalists. And a journalist, their job is to, like, present stories to people. So, like, I don't know if you noticed, but which it makes sense, I guess. Like, since Modric won, it's, like, a lot of stories about how he grew up in Croatia, like, as an immigrant, like, his tough upbringing. To me, as a journalist, it would make sense to vote, like, for someone like that, who write like 1,000 stories about him versus someone like Varane. He grew up in like a Lens. Like, who fucking cares? Like, you had a good life, bro. I have nothing to say about you. Griezmann the same. Maybe you have
You mean like the marketing power behind the winner?
Yeah, it's because
not the same.
Because people that vote are people that sells you the stories that we like that feeds the football passion. So for me to be able to like play surf on the hype, on the Ballon d'Or hype, like for that week, I have to be able to eliminate, like to feed you with stories, right? So I guess, saw, like I saw a lot of videos of Modric's dad cry. Modric, like that one guy, like Modric said he's my idol. That's, I saw a lot of videos of him. I saw a lot of articles about like his, you know, the Croatian war, like all that. So like that's another point. So yeah, that's my thing. It doesn't
matter. Well, I guess it doesn't matter, to be honest. I stopped caring about Ballon d'Or. It's just because of Ronaldo and Messi, to be honest. Yeah. Like, because like I remember like when I was really young, every year was a different winner.
Yeah, man, I know.
And then Messi won. Like when Messi won four in a row,
yeah,
I stopped caring.
It's like, cool.
they're being stupid now, you know. So yeah. There's that. But that's about it for Ballon d'Or, to be honest. Congratulations on the winners. Sorry for that girl. Honestly, like that was probably a bad moment for her. Like she might get. But we'll see. Congratulations on the winner. But basically for me the ranking is a bunch of dumb shit. Like I'll forward you like the pictures, like they show like the votes.
The way
it is, bro, it's like each country that's part of like the UFA whatever, UFA FIFA basically, they each have one correspondent or journalist. So usually it's like the biggest paper in the country. He votes, only one can vote. He picks the top five players. And then they get the points like this. Bro, if I show you, some people were voting for, like, Benzema, number one. Like, the voting system, it's screwed, to be honest. I think it's not the best. But even then, looking at Antoine Griezmann, I look at him being... So basically, you tell me he's the third best player in like throughout this season.
Makes no fucking sense.
All he did was win against Mitroglou.
So you're saying he does not deserve to be there?
A podium? No, not at all. I don't think so.
God. Oh, my God. Okay, look. Look, this high played. The guy won a trophy. Like a European competition, right?
Yeah, Europa League. Yeah, wow. Big.
You play, like you... You haven't won like in 5 years. You don't get to win trophies.
This is out of hate. I'm hating. Look,
the guy played Europa League. He qualified his team for the final. He was decisive, like in I think all the like decisive rounds, like quarterfinals, semifinals, and in the final he scored twice. He scored twice in the final, right? So he influenced. His impact was big, which to me like is more like definition of like the best player is like. Whose player has the biggest influence on his team's success? If you want to rate it as an individual award within a collective sports, is what influence did you have in your team's success? So for him in Europa League for Atletico Madrid, that was like instrumental. I don't know how the fuck we can like even think about someone else. If you take the World Cup, the guy first game against Ireland, it was the Ireland. Anyways.
It was Australia.
He scored like some pretty important goals. In the final, again, he scored one goal. He assisted another, I think. What else do you want him to do?
Listen, okay, tell me why.
What else do you want him to do? Tell me.
Tell me why. Okay, for me, we're talking about an over the entire season.
Okay.
Mbappe deserves to be on the third spot for me. Mbappe would win it.
I honestly can't stand. It's not that I hate the guy. I don't like the hype around him.
Okay, but think about look. Okay, think about it. Okay, he won everything in France. It's easy. Yeah, everyone does it. But easy. It's the way he did, because don't forget Neymar was injured for like the entire season, pretty much. He got injured like in November. So throughout the entire time, like Neymar, that was his team. He took them. He scored goals. He did his thing. World Cup key player at 19.
True.
So basically, for me, was more this. He was more decisive than what's his face, Griezmann. And I can't like
because it's debatable.
The only difference between the two is one won the Europa League where he plays against freaking farmers from freaking Kosovo and all that shit.
Kosovo matters, okay?
Right, but I mean. it's like for me, and Antoine Griezmann, I don't like him. I don't.
I think it's more that you don't like him.
No, I don't like his profile as a player either. Like, he's not like Mbappé for me accomplished way more. I think that's just the thing with Antoine. Okay, because don't forget. Okay, I might sound a bit. It might be messed up, but who gives the Ballon d'Or? France football.
Yeah.
France, like, ask any. They're known to be racist. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they wanted to have a white man there, at least on the podium, like a real Frenchie, you know.
Like Griezmann.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like people just voted for him because he's a big game player, and then he influenced his team in winning like two trophies. So I think that makes sense for him to be there. But also the other thing that you just pointed out right now is who votes. We often together, it's like journalists, bro. And then my big thing is most times I hate on them, like just as a rule of thumb, like I just don't trust them. No, it's not that I don't trust them. And also like, especially on football, it's like, how much do they know about the game, you know? Like, how much do they know about football to get to decide who's the best? That fucks with me a lot. To me, if there was not like an element of voting for your own player, voting for the same countryman, voting for the person that you knew when he was a kid, so now you want to see him win, like, those awards should be decided by managers, people that actually know the game.
Managers or like a computer system.
Oh yes, bro, AI.
Because I'm gonna show you that. I'm gonna say, look, bro. Let me. It's ridiculous. Okay, so like, I'm telling you, like, some because you had random countries. Okay, no, you know, this is we're all for globalization. We're not gonna hate, you know. But I'm just mean like, the people, like, okay, I'm gonna tell you, like, per se, like, all like across the Arab countries all had Salah in their top three.
Mm-hmm.
It's subjective. It's biased. It's not okay. Look. Look at South Africa per se. They voted. Okay, number one was Griezmann, Mbappe, Modric, Messi, Salah. Okay.
Okay.
Argentina: Griezmann, Varane, Messi, Modric, Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay. Okay. I'll show you a funny one. Central African Republic.
Okay.
Number one, Benzema.
Yeah.
Number two, Neymar. Three, Salah. Four, Cristiano Ronaldo. Five, Mandzukic.
Mandzukic?
Yeah. He was a big player. He was before Croatia. But still, another funny one. It was some ridiculous thing. So I'm just saying, why don't you just get like, you create like a certain, like a factor, like influence per game. You create like this weird algorithm. You just plug it all in this one computer system, and then let a computer calculate who's the best for you. Because per se, like my own, but if I was a journalist, my own bias will make me choose a player I like the most. Like I don't really like per se. Like the guy who voted for Benzema first, he likes Benzema as a player probably. That's why he voted him. Yeah. So it's messed up, man. I honestly believe we stopped caring about Ballon d'Or a few years ago. It's dead. Like now, like I don't care. I don't never watch the gala.
Never. Up
some, and another comment. I'm gonna Mbappe won some. They create some bullshit trophies. Whatever. What did Mbappe win?
Copa.
The youngest Copa. Player. Like it's like under the best 21. Voted by previous Ballon d'Or. Who gives a? Who gives? Who cares?
Oh, is that voted by previous?
Yeah, the former Ballon d'Or. Who cares?
See that's more like relevant.
But it makes sense.
But who cares?
And then